Equality? Watchdog to back women only jobs after rape crisis center gets trans head. By Peter Catalan, May 6, 2022. A human rights watchdog is set to confirm that employers can limit some jobs to women only after a rape crisis center in the UK appointed a transgender head. In a rather bizarre instance of equality politicking, a UK human rights authority looks set to confirm that employers can keep positions women only after controversy emerged over a so-called trans woman being given a position of responsibility in a rape crisis centre. Britain's Equalities and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, has already recently found itself in the centre of inter-feminist conflict over issues to do with transgenderism after recently advising that single-sex spaces, such as toilets and changing rooms, could be legally enforced in Britain. Now, according to a report by The Times, the watchdog looks set to confirm the positions of transgenderism skeptical feminists that some employment opportunities can be limited to women only. This advice has reportedly been prompted after the appointment of former leftist politician Redul Wadhwa, who is reportedly described as transgender, to the head of the Women's Rape Crisis Center. While The Times describes as a so-called trans woman, the ex-member of the leftist Scottish National Party reportedly does not possess a gender recognition certificate denoting that they are not a man. The publication also notes that feminist campaigners have complained that there is an issue of rape crisis centres across the UK hiring transgender people without such certificates denoting a legal gender change. The legitimate aim is to provide a male-free organisation to victims of male violence to facilitate psychological healing from trauma, said Dr. Nicola Williams of the campaign group Fair Play for Women, who wrote to the EHRC to get the rules clarified. Experts in trauma-informed care would argue that this particular legitimate aim cannot be delivered by someone born male who has simply changed their legal sex status to female, she continued. This request for legal clarification from the Human Rights Watchdog is only the most recent development in what is now a months-long political conflict over the place of transgenderism adherence in rape crisis centers, with a so-called trans woman at the center of the controversy previously pledging to challenge the bigotry of raped women, should they hold views counter to that of the former leftist politician's orthodoxy. Sexual violence happens to bigoted people as well, The Times reports the activist as saying. But these spaces are also for you. But if you bring unacceptable beliefs that are discriminatory in nature, we will begin to work with you on your journey of recovery from trauma, the Rape Crisis Center head continued. But please also expect to be challenged on your prejudices. To me, therapy is political, and it isn't always seen as that. The activist went on to say, while also expressing a desire to reframe the trauma of victims. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter. @Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.